community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now in the studio, I'm joined by Jane from St Francis Hospice. Hello, Jane.
Good morning, Mike.
How are you?
I am good, thank you.
Great. Right, what have you got coming up from
us? Do you know, first of all, can I, if you don't mind, can I just, I wanted to just say a little bit of a thank you to the people of Brentwood and to Brentwood Borough Council for helping support a community event that we did last week. We had a supporter of ours, a gentleman called Skip Atkins.
Yes.
And his friends, and they came down and they spent the day busking in Brentwood on Brentwood High Street. I don't know if you saw it on our website. We tweeted
it
a little bit.
Interesting.
Really good. Skip is a really, really lovely man. He's busked for us a few times now in Brentwood, actually. His wife Jan is receiving care for us, from us, and he wanted to do something to say thanks, and she's right behind him, in fairness. So so him and his friends from the sailing club, they came down on Saturday and they bussed all day and they raised £1,300.
No!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just under. So it couldn't have happened without the support of the people of Brentwood, obviously, and without Brentwood Borough Council helping him out with all his paperwork. So I just wanted to acknowledge that and say thank you very much.
£1,300?
Yeah, honestly.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm in the wrong job.
I know. I think it was 12. Well, obviously it was for St Francis Hospice.
Yeah. Obviously,
well,
that, I mean, that helps,
so
doesn't it?
Giving to, honestly.
That's fantastic,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it was 12, just under 1,300. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and it was freezing, absolutely.
It was as well, yeah.
I know. So I just want to acknowledge that. So that's that. And then we've loads coming up in the hospice. So, first of all, we have a Christmas market, which is going to be on. I told you about this. You're interested in the hot
I'm interested
roast.
In this. There is. Food and drink, I'm there.
Yeah. So, that's in Bennett's on the High Street on the 26th of November.
Yes.
As I said, there'll be food, there'll be Christmas gifts. There's a choir, a primary school choir from Wickford, I think, singing.
Yeah.
So that's 11:30 to 4:30, and that's the same day they're turning on the lights in Brentwood.
Yeah.
So if people are out and about, please come down to Bennett's and just say hi and, you know, do what you can to support the hospice.
I'll be in the area right now.
You've dropped down.
I'm
You'll
down
see
there,
us.
Yeah.
We'll be going around in our orange T-shirts trying to direct traffic our way. And then we have a big appeal at the moment, which is our Light Up a Life appeal.
Yeah,
and that's a seasonal appeal. Obviously, it's to remember people that have passed.
Yeah.
They don't have to have been cared for at the hospice, but it's just a way, I suppose, because it is a hard time for a lot of people.
Very, yeah. Christmas time, yeah.
What you can do, you dedicate a star, and you can do it online, or you can actually get a physical star, which, you know, all the information is on the website. But just briefly, you can dedicate a star, and then it's hung in a garden. In the hospice grounds,
yeah,
it's really nice. It's all decorated really nicely, and it's there for a couple of weeks over the seasonal period. Also, there's a couple of remembrance services. So there's one in Havering Atterbury, which is actually sold out at the moment. It's not. There's no cost associated, but you have to book a seat, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And then there's one in Brentwood Cathedral, and that's on. Let me just check that I'm right. I think it's the 4th of December. Yes, it is. 4th of December, 4 p.m. Again, you can pre-book your tickets on the St. Francis Hospice website, which is www.sfh.org.uk. We have a ladies' gala lunch coming up, which is sold out, but I'm going and I'm really excited because it's Kate Adey. I think I told you about that.
Yeah, fascinating woman.
So I'm really excited. So that's next Monday, but that event is just to acknowledge that event is going on. We have a vintage and retro market. Any interest in vintage and retro stuff?
I do like
that. Actually, you could help us out. Do you know what?
What are you saying? I'm vintage.
I don't know, because I was talking to our retail manager, Michelle Nichols, and we received a load of vinyl donations.
Oh, really?
That we don't know how to value, or we don't know
really
if any of it is, you know, because we have to cost it all. We have like an eBay store and all that. So
eBay's the best place for that.
Is it really for vinyl?
Yeah.
Excellent. Can I get in touch with you? Because she made a specific appeal for someone who wouldn't have knowledge of vinyl.
I used to own, not many people realise this, but I used to own for a month or two. I owned half of a record shop in Dagenham. And we were putting records in the shop for 99 pence and £1.99.
Yeah.
And I was getting 20, 30, 40, 50 and £70 for them on eBay.
Oh, my God.
Because people were bidding against them.
Yeah, yeah.
So I took the whole stock, put it on eBay.
Yeah. She's really excited because apparently a lot of it is collectible.
Very much so. And it's coming back into fashion as well now.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, that ties in with the vintage and retro market, because what they've done, now that we do a lot of house clearances and loft clearances as a part of that now, we're finding a lot of stuff that is like retro and vintage. So we're going to have a specific part of one of our shops in the new year would be just for that particular range. But there's a market on the 10th of December in the hospice from 10:30 to 4:30, which will have all of that. So if you're interested, pop along. Then we have a Santathon. Have you heard of our Santathon?
I haven't yet. This sounds very interesting.
Santathon is a kind of a family event we have. It runs in Dagenham. It's a bit of a, but it's a really fun family thing. I think last year there was over 500 Santas. It's a 5K fun run. You can do it with your children. So yeah.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Again, is the real Santa going to be making an appearance?
I'm sure he will. I don't know. I can't confirm. I don't know his schedule. I don't know.
He's so busy that time. He doesn't want to get mobbed.
No,
that's what it is.
No, I don't know his schedule. I'm sure they've tried to make contact. And then there's stuff coming up. Oh, we actually also have a winter raffle. The first prize is a Kia Picanto.
Yeah.
Yes, or £1,000 holiday voucher, which was donated by Thomas Cook.
Really?
The THs are difficult for me.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah.
So it's Thomas Cook.
He does actually say Thomas when you look at it. It's just that we pronounce it. Yeah.
Yes, Thomas Cook. And that's, the tickets are £1 and you can buy a book for £12 and they're available on the website as well. And obviously, I just want to tell everyone that you can find out all this information on the website, which is www.sfh.org.uk, or on Facebook or Twitter. Just search St. Francis Hospice.
Fantastic.
Yes.
You got a lot coming up.
I know, we've loads. And that's not even, there's the big quiz, which is here in March. You know, the one we do with the egg kids, it's in the Brentwood
Centre. That's huge.
Massive.
That's huge.
And then there's also the Brentwood Half Marathon in the new year. And there's Mud and Madness going on. Yeah, it's all going on.
You'll be glad when you'll be glad when Christmas is out the way and you can concentrate a little bit more.
Someone say 45 days or 46 days or something. It's not
long.
Yeah.
No, it's not long at all.
Well, anyway.
Jane, it's always a pleasure
having you in. Thank you very much.
You come in anytime you want and advertise the stuff at St. Francis Hospice.
There's something exciting happening, but I can't tell you about it, but we will definitely be back.
Oh, you tease.
I know. It is a good thing. You really like it as well.
You're a tease. You really are a tease.
Thank you, Mike.
So you come in whenever you want. Are you in the first Thursday of next month as well?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Brilliant. All right. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. See you soon.
Bye.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.